ancient Sumerian record keepers marked pictographic symbols in soft pieces of clay with a pointed reed. The clay tablets were then baked to make them hard. We call the Sumerian writing system cuneiform. Cuneiform means wedge shape because the marks in the clay were wedges. The first pictographs were simple. A writer would draw an object such as a fish or a broom to communicate to others. A pictographic writing system worked well in a simple society, but it was difficult to describe abstract concepts such as justice or liberty in pictographs. Many Chinese people continue to use a pictographic symbol today, but the Chinese government has endorsed the pinyin system of phonetic writing. Eventually, most cultures developed phonetic writing systems where a symbol represents a sound rather than an object. English-speaking people agree that the symbols D, O, G refer to an animal. English, French, Spanish, German, and Russian are examples of phonetic languages. Phonetic languages make small typewriters and computer keyboards possible. Imagine a different key for every single word. Writing allowed civilization to develop. Writing allowed people to keep records of their transactions. Writing made it possible for people to send messages with couriers to faraway lands without traveling. Writing allowed people to pass on their accumulated knowledge to future generations.